Right now, there are around 21,000 homeschooled children in Wisconsin, and their parents purchase the materials they use for education, books, supplies, music, as well as computers and printers. But if they enroll their children in a charter school run by a public school district, those items are paid for with state funds. The trade-off, homeschooled children will have to take all the state assessment tests and follow the 180-day attendance rule. Other than those changes, charter schools are exempt from regulations that conventional public schools face. Chuck Painter is marketing director of the Wisconsin Virtual Academy. He says the Lake Mills School District will serve as the official site. Homes connected to it via the internet will serve as charter school classrooms.
Unlike a charter school that maybe is here in Eau Claire, only students that can basically get there each day could go to it. It'd be tough if you wanted to enroll your child in a charter school in Milwaukee. That'd be a heck of a school bus ride. But with a virtual school, children from all over the state can enroll and have the exact same experience.
Painter says Lake Mills will receive the standard state funding of around $5,000 per pupil. Teaching materials in six core subjects and computer equipment for each child is sent directly to the home, and parents are reimbursed for the internet connection. The program is the brainchild of Bill Bennett, former U.S. Secretary of Education. Painter says his idea is to blend the flexibility of homeschooling with rigorous, up-to-date curriculum that parents who have only a fifth-grade education can use. He says weekly lesson plans and regular tests are filed on the computer.
We provide a teacher as a backup and support, as an educational consultant for the parents, and we provide a sense of school community that you may not have in a traditional homeschooling situation.
The virtual charter school provides approximately one teacher or education consultant for every 50 students. Chuck Painter says the teachers will be based at strategic locations around the state and will travel to meet with families on a regular basis or communicate by email or telephone. They'll also arrange group field trips for students in geographic areas. The virtual curriculum called K-12 just became available in September and is being used in four other states. Painter says it's only finished for kindergarten through second grades, but it will be K-12 by 2004. In Wisconsin, the only way parents outside the Lake Mills School District can enroll their child without paying tuition is through the state's open enrollment option. And there's only a three-week window in February for signing up under that program, and that left organizers of the virtual academy scrambling to get parents signed up. A charter school consultant for 22 states says it's too early to tell if this program will be successful. Joe Nathan does his research as director of the Center for School Change at the University of Minnesota.
It's one thing to say we have a really good set of ideas, and I've looked at parts of their curriculum, and I think it's very solid, but it's another thing to see how it actually works with youngsters.
Galen and Nancy Lechleitner are willing to give it a try with three of their six homeschooled children because of the extra resources. They live in Sheldon. That's in the northern Wisconsin Flamble School District.
You know, there are a few limitations, I feel, that we do have of our own.
Since each student in the virtual charter school qualifies for a computer and printer, the Lechleitners could get three sets. Galen Lechleitner knows he'll need to be more computer literate to use K-12 programs.
I personally am not. My wife is somewhat.
This is all computer-driven.
Yes. Not great. I'm not concerned about it, no. I think it'll be fine.
Nor will the 180-day attendance rule be hard for the Lechleitner's classroom.
The homeschool kids don't get snow days.
So
we have school anyway. That's not a problem.
For this family and several others at the open house, religious instruction is important. K-12 Chuck Painter says that's still possible.
Yes, but not for credit for school. Because this is a public school, you cannot have credit for religious instruction. But because you're an American and live in this country, you can provide religious instruction to your child at home, as we all can.
For some who don't like public school rules, that can be a drawback. But the curriculum can be purchased for around $1,000 a year per child. That's what Kim Strachan of La Crosse did already. She hasn't decided if she wants her children in the charter school where the material would be taxpayer-funded.
It's a good, solid core curriculum. It deals a lot with phonics-based reading, getting children off to a very good start. And I like the fact that they incorporate morals and virtues and values in their schooling.
Marshfield homeschoolers Kevin and Georgie Sartain did sign both of their children up for the charter school. The parents are both educated as elementary teachers.
The accountability helps, you know, parents that aren't sure what they're doing or if they're going down the right road with what they're teaching. And
you have your set curriculum, you have your lessons, but yet it gives you the freedom to move ahead when there is mastery, slow down when you don't have it.
Meanwhile, this program has some competition. This fall, the Appleton School District plans to offer a similar home-based virtual charter school designed by Sylvan Ventures. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.